Bible to First Peter chapter 1.
请翻开圣经到彼得前书第一章。
This summer, Lord has led us to the book of First Peter.
这个暑假主带领我们到彼得前书。
Now even a little bit before the summer conferences, and we already started sharing from this book.
在夏令会以前，我们就已经开始交通这卷书。
And of course, the summer conference, the first Peter, was the main thing, of Brother Godwin.
在夏令会中，彼得前书是孙弟兄主要的信息。
And we want to continue, to fellowship from this book this morning.
今天早晨我们要继续来交通这卷书。
Let's first read chapter 1, verse 9.
请先读第一章第九节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 9, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
彼得前书第一章第九节，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。原文是魂的救恩。
And this is the key verses during the summer. The outcome of your faith, the salvation.Of your souls.
这就是夏令会的主题，信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
And this morning, we want to share from this book four different exercises leading to the salvation of our souls.
今天早晨我们要交通，从这卷书有四个不同的操练，带我们进入魂的救恩。
And we want to go to the book.And realize the things that we can exercise practically every day, leading to the salvation of our souls.
我们要从这卷书来学习四个很实际的操练，让我们能够进入魂的救恩。
First one, First Peter, chapter 1, verse 3.
彼得前书第一章第三节。
As I read this verse, maybe.It will be a good exercise for you to try to see what is the exercise in this verse.
当我读这节圣经的时候，你可以来试着找到这操练是什么。
And then I will tell you what the exercise is afterwards.
然后我再告诉你这操练是什么。
Verse 3. Blessed be the Lord, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.Who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第一章第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾造自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Have you discovered what the exercise is now?
你现在发现了这操练是什么吗？
The first exercise is to have a living hope.
第一个操练是有活泼的盼望。
Let's remember, we must have a living hope.
让我们记住，我们必须有活泼的盼望。
That's the first exercise.
这是第一个操练。
Let's move to the second.
我们再看第二个。
On chapter 2, verse 5.
第二章第五节。
Again, try toLook at these verses and discover for yourself what exercise is.
请再从这节圣经中找到这操练是什么。
You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So there is a second exercise here.
这里有第二个操练。
That we can practice on a daily basis.
我们每天都可以如此操练。
Is to come before Lord as a living stone.
就是来到主面前像活石。
This is an exercise, a spiritual exercise.To come before our Lord as a living stone.
这是属灵的操练，到主面前来像活石。
Now, Let's go to the third exercise.
我们再来看第三个操练。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
第三章十六节。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 16. The third exercise. This one is easier, so I hope every one of you can pick that up.
第三章十六节，这个操练很容易，我希望你们都能够找到。
And keep a good conscience, so that in the things in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame.
存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品性的人自觉羞愧。
So the third exercise is to keep a good conscience.
第三个操练就是存着无愧的良心。
Every day we can have this exercise to ask ourselves whether we have a good conscience.
每天我们都可以有这样的操练，问我们自己，我是否有存着无愧的良心。
The fourth exercise in chapter 5, verse 6.
第四个操练在第五章第六节。
Therefore, humble yourselves.Under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time.
第五章第六节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
The fourth spiritual exercise is to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
第四个操练就是自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
So here we have.From 1 Peter, four spiritual exercises leading to the salvation of our souls.
所以这里在彼得前书我们就看到有四个操练带我们进入魂的救恩。
Number one, have a living hope.
第一就是我有活泼的盼望。
Come before our Lord as a living stone.
来到主面前像活石。
Keep a good conscience.
存着无愧的良心。
And humble ourselves.Under the mighty hand of God.
自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, this morning we're so grateful that we can come into your presence.
父，早晨我们感谢你能够来到你面前。
And we are so grateful that you are a speaking God.
我们何等感谢你，你是说话的神。
You have spoken to us in the summer conference.
你在夏令会中向我们说话。
You have further spoken to some of us.In the Virginia Conference.
在维吉尼亚州的特会你向我们说更多的话。
And you will continue to speak to us in our coming West Coast Conference.
在西岸特会你还要向我们说更多的话。
And we pray that this word will not be spoken in vain.
我们祷告这些话语不是徒然。
The what's on your heart will come into our heart.
这是从你的心中能够进入我们心中的话。
And this morning we will come.We will come before this book again.
早晨我们再来到你的话语前。
And consider the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
我们再来思想信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
We pray that this morning we would put this into practice.
我们祷告今天我们能够来实行这些话语。
And you can work this out in our life.
你能在我们生命当中能工作。
We will commit this time into your hand.
我们把这段时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
I think many of us in the summer conference was a little surprised that this phrase, the outcome of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
我想在夏令会中大家可能都会有一点讶异就是因为这节圣经信心的果效就是魂的救恩
Oftentimes we believe we have this perception that outcome of our faith has something to do with God moving a mountains
我们常常以为信心的果效是和神移山有关
And outcome of our faith has something to do that God changedOur circumstances.
信心的果效是和神改变我们的环境有关。
And the perception is not necessarily wrong.
这观念不见得是错的。
But God has a deeper purpose.
但是神有更深的目的。
The deeper purpose that way beyond moving the mountains in front of us.
这目的是超越移动我们面前的山。
And the purpose that is higher than solving your current problems.
这个目的是比解决你面前的问题更深的。
And that deeper and higher purpose is the salvation of our souls.
这更深更高的目的就是灵魂的救恩。
I think this is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because every one of us in this room have some challenges.
因为在这房间中每一个人都有一些挑战。
I'm very certain on this.
我很确定这件事。
Every single brother and sister sitting here, you have a challenge of your own.
坐在这里每一位弟兄姊妹都有你自己的挑战。
You may have a mountain in front of you.
在你面前也许有座山。
You may have a difficulty around you.
也许你有困难在你的周围。
Maybe you have an important decision to be made.
也许你要做很重要的决定。
And you pray to the Lord to address your challenges.
你就祷告主，为着你的挑战来祷告。
But this morning we want to come back to this fact that there is a higher reason, higher purpose that those issues are around us.
今天早上我们就要来回到这一点，你这些困难在你的周围有更高更深的目的。
In due time, the Lord will remove that mountain.
时候到了，神就会挪去这山。
In due time, the Lord will solve your challenges and difficulties.
时候到了，神就会解决你的问题和难处。
But what's in His heart is the salvation of your souls.
在他的心中是魂的救恩。
The mountain will be removed anyway.
山总是会被挪去的。
And difficulty will pass away anyway.
难处总是会过去的。
But what's important is whether our soul are saved.
但重要的是我们的魂是否得救。
And you discover this throughout the Bibles.
在整本圣经中你都发现这件事。
And you look at the life of Abraham.
你看亚伯拉罕的一生。
And Abraham spent some precious year in Egypt.
亚伯拉罕在他有将了一些宝贵的时间花在埃及。
Why God allow Abraham spend those years in Egypt?
神为什么许可亚伯拉罕在埃及住了那么多年？
Why our God allow Abraham to make a horrible mistake?
神为什么许可亚伯拉罕犯了那么大的错误？
And give birth to Ishmael.
而生了以实玛利。
Why our Lord allow Peter to stumble so many times?
神为什么许可彼得跌倒这么多次？
Why the Lord kept Prophet Daniel in exile for so many years?
神为什么让先知但以理在被掳之地过这么多年？
Why God allow Joseph languish in the house of Potiphar and in the jail?
神为什么许可约瑟在波提法家还有在监狱里受苦了这么多年？
And we all know by faith they overcame those difficulties.
我们都知道因着信他们都克服了这些困难。
But there is a higher purpose for those years.
但在那些年间有更高的目的。
Is the salvation of their souls.
就是他们魂的救恩。
So, brothers and sisters, I think this is a very important realization.
弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的，需要理解的。
We do need to have faith when we face the challenges in our life.
当我们面对我们生命中的挑战的时候，我们需要有信心。
But we also need to realize the real goal, the real end,is the salvation of our soul.
但我们更要明白，那真实的目的是魂的救恩。
Then we need to ask this question: Why is God interested in our soul?
因此，我们就要问神为什么对我们的魂有兴趣
？Why is God interested in the salvation of our souls?
神为什么对我们魂的救恩有兴趣
？I think God wants a thing from us.
因为神要在我们身上做一件事
，and God couldn't get it，
神不能得着
，until our souls are saved，
直到我们魂得救，他才能得着。
There is something in us. It's called the spirit.
在我们里面有灵。
God wants us to serve Him in our spirit.
神要我们在灵里来侍奉他。
But our soul are getting in the way.
但我们的魂却阻挡了。
God couldn't use Abraham until He dealt with him in Egypt.
神不能用亚伯拉罕，直到他在埃及地对付了他。
God couldn't really use Peter until Peter stumbled so many times.
神不能用彼得，直到彼得跌倒了这么多次。
God couldn't use Prophet Daniel until he stayed in the captivity for that many years.
神不能用但以理，直到他在被掳之地过了这么多年。
God couldn't use Joseph until he endured 13 years of life in the house of Potiphar and life in the jail.
神不能用约瑟，直到他花了13年在波提法家和在监狱里。
And our God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
我们的神昨日今日直到明天都是一样的。
And this is the way God deals with us today.
这就是神今天如何对付我们。
God is looking for us to serve Him in spirit.
神需要我们在灵里来侍奉他。
But our souls are getting in the way.
但我们的魂却拦阻了。
Therefore, God arranged circumstances around us.
因此神在我们周围安排了环境。
Pressing us.
来压迫我们。
Therefore, these circumstances can bring the salvation to our souls.
因此这些环境能带入魂的救恩。
Therefore, as we face our difficulty, we need to think about the salvation of our souls.
因此当我们面对困难的时候，我们要思想魂的救恩。
And this morning, we want to go through this several exercises and to fellowship that through this exercise, we will be saved.
今天早晨我们就要来交通这几个操练，借着这些操练，我们的魂能得救。
The first exercise is to have a living hope.
第一个操练是有活泼的盼望。
I believe every one of you here have a hope.
我相信我们这里每一位人，每个人都有盼望。
We all have hope.
我们都有盼望。
We all have hope. Some of us have multiple hopes.
有的人还有更不止一个盼望。
So we have one, so I want you to think about your number one hope.
所以我要你来想想看你第一个盼望是什么。
Now, forget about your number two, number three, number four.
不要再想你的第二、第三、第四。
Just think about your number one hope.
再想想你第一个盼望。
And, okay, now you know your number one hope.
好，现在你知道你第一个盼望。
And we want to examine whether this hope is a living hope.
我们要来检查这盼望是不是活泼的盼望。
How do I know a hope is living hope?
我怎么知道盼望是不是活泼的盼望？
There's a few criteria.
有几个标准。
All right, number one.
第一个。
It is not perishable.
是不能朽坏的。
Number two.
第二。
It cannot be defiled.
是不能玷污的。
Number three. It will not fade away.
第三是不能衰残的。
Can your hope pass the three tests?
你的盼望能不能过达到这些标准
？If it doesn't pass those three tests, it's not a living hope.
如果不能达到这些标准，就不是活泼的盼望。
It is a hope.
这是盼望。
But it's not a living hope.
但不是活泼的盼望。
A living hope will not be perishable, will not be defiled, and will never fade away.
活泼的盼望不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残。
You know, in 1984, I got into the job, the company I'm still working now.
在1984年，我就得到我现在还仍在做的工作。
At the time, I thought, no, this is a very secure job.
在当时，我觉得这是一个非常有保障的工作。
Because I look around, I saw a lot of white hairs.
因为我看看我的周围有很多白发的人。
I saw those people working in the company for 30 years and 35 years, and I was feeling pretty good.
我看到许多人在这公司工作了30年、35年，我感觉就很好。
I thought Now, it was a very secure job.
我以为这是一个很有保障的工作。
A very good hope.
我有很高的盼望。
But by 1993, that this hope faded away completely.
但到1993年，这个盼望就完全衰残了。
Because in 1993, as I walk in the hallway of my offices, half of offices were unoccupied.
在1993年，当我从我办公室走过，有一半的房间都是空的。
It was much worse than today.
比今天更糟。
If you think that the Houston economy is bad now, it was much worse in 1993.
如果你觉得休斯顿今天的经济很糟，那在1993年更糟。
And it was a terrifying experience walking in the hallway and saw half of office are dark.
这是叫我非常惧怕的，因为走过办公室里头一半的房间都是黑的。
And you didn't know that which day that your office will be turned dark.
你不知道哪一天你的房间也成黑的。
So that is not a living hope.
这不是活泼的盼望。
It faded away.
它衰残了。
So if your hope today is a secure job,
如果你今天的盼望是有保障的工作
，it's a better job,
是更好的工作
，higher pay job,
更高的薪水的工作
，and it's not a living hope,
这不是活泼的盼望
，it's just a hope,
这只是个盼望。
I remember in 1993, if I step out of my house and look toward the street.I saw one out of five houses had a for sale sign in the yard.
记得在1993年，当我从我家中走出来，我就看到街道上五个房子，有一个房子上都插着拍卖的标志。
You know, many of us hope that someday we will have a nice house.
许多人都希望将来我们会有一个很好的房子。
But when you put that for sale sign in the yard,And that hope fades away.
可是当你把拍卖的标志放在你的院子里，那个盼望就消残了。
So, do we have a living hope?
所以我们是不是有活泼的盼望？
If you have a living hope, then that hope will not perish.
如果你有活泼的盼望，那个盼望是不会被毁坏的、朽坏的。
Will not be defiled.
不会玷污的
and will never fade away.
不会衰残的
So this is exercise. Every time you exercise to have that living hope.
所以这就是操练，你操练有活泼的盼望。
If we live on this earth, all our hopes are just hopes.
如果我们住在地上生活，我们所有的盼望不过是盼望。
It is difficult to experience the salvation of your soul.
我们就没有办法经历魂的救恩。
But if you live on this earth, that your hope is a living hope.
但是如果你在这地上生活，你的盼望是活泼的盼望。
And your hope will not perish.
你的盼望不会朽坏。
Your hope will not defile.
你的盼望不会衰残。
Your hope will never fade away.
你的盼望不会朽坏，会玷污。
You experience the salvation of your soul.
你就经历到魂的救恩。
How do we have this? How do we have this living hope? Where does this living hope come from?
我这个活泼的盼望是从哪来的？
This living hope comes from the living word of God.
这活泼的盼望是从神活泼的话语来的。
The living word of God is imperishable seed.
神活泼的话语是不能朽坏的种子。
Brothers and sisters, all the hopes are just like the flower on the grass.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有的盼望不过如草上的花。
All our hopes, if they are not living, are the flower on top of the grass.
如果我们的盼望不是活泼的盼望，就如同草上的花。
And one day the grass will wither.
有一天草会枯干。
And the flower will fall off.
花会凋谢。
But there's one thing that endures forever is the living word of God.
只有神活泼的话语能存留到永远。
The word of God endures forever.
神的话语存留到永远。
Therefore, the number one spiritual exercise is to come to the living word of God to have that living hope.
因此第一个属灵的第一个操练就是来到活泼神活泼的话语面前得到那活泼的盼望。
If my hope is based on the living word of God, and my hope will not perish.
如果我的盼望是根据于神活泼的话语，那我的盼望就不会衰残。
If my hope is based on the living word of God, then my hope will not be defiled.
如果我的话语是根据神活泼的话，我的盼望根据神活泼的话，我的盼望就不会朽坏。
If my hope is based on the living word of God, then my hope will never fade away.
如果我的盼望是根据于神活泼的话语，我的盼望就不会玷污。
Is our hope the flower of grass?
我们的盼望是否像草上的花？
Do we have a living hope today?
今天我们是否有活泼的盼望？
If we do not have a living hope, let's come to the living word of God.
如果我们没有活泼的盼望，我们就来到神活泼的话语面前。
This is foundational issues.
这是根基的问题。
Just like our brother Boris shared last Sunday, this is a foundation.
就是上主日伯弟兄所交通的，这是根基。
We must have this foundation.
我们必须有这根基。
And the foundation is the living hope based on the living word of God.
这根基就是活泼的盼望，根据于神活泼的话语。
We must come to the living word every single day.
我们必须每天都来神活泼的话语面前。
So we will have that living hope in our heart.
我们心中就能有那活泼的盼望。
This should be our daily exercise.
这应该是我们每天的操练。
This will lead to the salvation of our souls.
这会带领我们进入魂的救恩。
Now let's move on to the second exercise.
我们再来看第二个操练。
We must come before Him as a living stone.
我们来到主面前像活石。
You know, living stone, you think about it, is an oxymoron.
你想想看，活石是一个矛盾的话。
You know, how can a stone be living?
石头怎么能是活的？
How can something living be called a stone?
活的物怎么能叫石头？
So living stone is something very strange.
所以活石是非常奇怪的。
But today, we should come before the Lord as a living stone.
但是今天我们必须来到主面前像活石。
So that living stone means that this stone can be changed.
活石就是这石头是会改变的。
Living stone means this stone is growing.
活石就是这石头是会长大的。
So how can we come before the Lord?Be that living stone that constantly changing and constantly growing.
我们如何来到主面前，就像那活石，不断的长大，不断的改变。
And Bible says here, being built up as a spiritual house.
圣经说被建造成为灵宫。
If you are being built up into a spiritual house, then you must be constantly changing and constantly growing.
如果你被建造成为灵宫，你就不断的改变，不断的长大。
How do we experience that practically?
我们如何能够实际来经历？
We experience this by serving in the God's house.
我们就借着在神的家服侍来经历。
Every one of us should serve in God's house.
我们每一个人都应该到神的家里服侍。
If we do not serve in God's house, then we do not experience this being built up as a spiritual house.
我们若不在神家服侍，我们就不能经历被建造成灵宫。
Only through serving God's house that we can be changed and we can grow in Him.
只有借着服侍，我们才能被改变，能够长大。
Let me explain this so we can understand this.
让我更多来解释。
So we have a sister serving in the kitchens.
有一位姊妹在厨房服侍。
One day he looked at the pantry of our kitchen.
有一天他看到厨房的储藏室。
And she looked at the kitchen that he saw the cushion that the kitchen is not in order.
他觉得这储藏室不整齐。
So she spent some time and reorganized the entire pantries to the way she liked.
所以她就花了一些时间，就来整理了这个储藏室，按着她所喜欢的。
Until she was satisfied.
直到她满意为止。
Now the whole pantry was in order.
那整个厨房都，整个储藏室都非常整齐。
The next time she came back and looked at the pantries, it is all gone.
那下次再来到储藏室，她看就看到这又不是她所整理的样子。
All the stuff she put in was rearranged.
她花时间整理的都被重新改变了。
And she didn't think too much, and she said, "No, maybe I should do it again."
她没有想太多，她就想，我当然要重新来整理一次。
And it again put entire pantry in order.
她又再一次的把整个储藏室又整理好了。
Then a week later, he returned. It's all gone.
这一周以后，她回来又回到原样。
And somebody has changed everything in the pantry.
有人又把这储藏室改变了。
And she did this several times.
他就做了好几次。
And all of a sudden, something dawned on her.
突然，他就知道了。
There was another sister.
有另一位姊妹。
Had a different idea how pantry supposed to be organized.
他觉得储藏室要怎么样整理，他有另一个观点。
And that sister was doing the same thing as she was.
那位姊妹也像他这样。他就另外整理了。
And that sister probably was equally confused.
那位姊妹可能也同样的困惑。
And the moment she discovered that there's a different opinion.
突然她就明白了有不同的意见。
And she decided to lay down her own idea.
她就决定放下自己的意见。
I consider one another more important than yourself.
你看别人比自己强。
And she stopped doing that.
她就不再整理了。
And let the pantry stay the way it is.
那储藏室就保持原样。
This is changing.
这是改变。
This is growing.
这是长大。
This is the salvation of your soul.
这是魂的救恩。
Brother and sister, we face this all the time.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常会面对这样的问题。
You know, in family, husband and wife argue for very small things.
在家里，丈夫和妻子为了很小的事情争吵。
Husband want to buy something, he want to spend the minimal amount of time.
丈夫要买东西要花最少的时间。
And the wife to buy things want to spend the minimum of money.
妻子买东西要花最少的钱。
It's a small thing.
这是很小的事。
But you can argue because there's such big differences.
但是你可以不断的争吵，因为这是很大的差距。
I don't know whether how you deal with this.
我不知道你如何来处理这样的事。
There is a time that minimized amount of time makes sense. That there's another time minimized.The cost makes sense.
有的时候减少时间是比较重要，有的时候减少金钱是比较重要。
We have to consider one another more important than ourselves.
我们要思想别人比我们更重要。
And this is a living stone.
这就是活石。
A living stone is constantly being changed.
活石是不断被改变。
A living stone is constantly growing.
活石不断地长大。
And we grow by serving together with other brothers and sisters.
我们与弟兄姊妹一同服侍就能够长大。
You cannot serve in God's house without being changed.
你在神的家中不能够不改变而服侍。
So if you can continue to come as a living stone, that your soul will be saved.
如果你不断地来到主面前成为像活石，你的魂就能得救。
You know, think about this in practical terms.
让我们来想实际的方面。
You know, in your home, in your home life, are you a living stone?
在你的家中，你是否是活石？
Can you be changed?
你能不能被改变？
Have you been changing?
你是否在改变？
You know, this is practical. This is real.
这是很实际的，很真实的。
Or are you just a stone?
或者你就是石头。
Oftentimes our wife feels the husband is just like a stone.
有时候妻子觉得丈夫就像石头。
And the husband thinks the wife is just like a stone.
妻子觉得丈夫像石头。
Unmovable.
是不能摇动的。
Unchangeable.
不能改变的。
That's not what Bible said what we are.
这不是圣经说的。
We are living stone.
我们是活石。
We're not stone, we're living stone.
我们不是石头，我们是活石。
We need to come before the Lord like a living stone.
我们必须来到主面前像活石。
Allow the Lord to change us.
我们要让主来改变我们。
When we are different, when our opinions are different with others.
当我们的意见与别人不同的时候。
Don't try to change others.
你不要试着改变别人。
You cannot make a stone into a living stone.
你不能使石头变成活石。
You cannot force a stone to be a living stone.
你不能强迫石头变成活石。
You can come to the Lord as a living stone.
你可以来到主面前成为活石。
We come before the Lord, then Lord will turn us into a living stone.
我们来到主面前，主就把我们变成活石。
So in family struggle, come before the Lord as a living stone.
你在家庭里挣扎的时候，你来到主面前成为活石。
Don't come to the other stone, come to the Lord as a living stone.
你不要到另外一个石头面前，你要来到主面前变成活石。
It's no hope when one stone argues with another stone.
一个石头和另一个石头争吵是没有盼望的。
Absolutely no hope.
绝对没有盼望的。
One of these stones needs to come before the Lord as a living stone.
有一个石头必须来到主面前成为活石。
And there is hope.
就有盼望了。
This is the second exercise.
这是第二个操练。
Come before the Lord as a living stone.
来到主面前像活石。
There's a third exercise.
还有第三个操练。
The third spiritual exercise is keep a good conscience.
第三个属灵操练是存着无愧的良心。
You know, conscience is a wonderful thing.
良心是很奇妙的。
Conscience is the way God communicates with us.
神借着良心与我们交通。
Now, do you remember the story when David cut off the edge of the robe of King Saul?
你记得那个故事，当大卫割了扫罗衣袍的一角。
You know, it's a very small thing. Paul may have very elaborate, you know, splendid robe, and David cut off a little pieces, the edges of the soap, of the robe.
这是一件很小的事。扫罗可能有一个很华丽的、很大的一个袍子，大卫只是剪去了一角。
But afterwards, the Bible said David's conscience bothered him.
但是圣经就说大卫的良心就搅扰他。
His good conscience
他的
is working.
他的好的良心就在做工。
And this is very important spiritual exercise for all of us to keep a good conscience.
这是非常重要的属灵操练，就是存着无愧的良心。
Brother and sister, this is so critical.
弟兄姊妹，这非常重要。
Let me just illustrate this to you.
让我向你解释。
For example, this morning if I Now talk to Brother Chip.
举例说，我今天早晨我和Chip 弟兄谈话。
And I lied to him.
我向他说谎。
It didn't cost me anything to lie to Brother Chip. Lie doesn't cost anything. I lied to him.
说谎并没有不需要任何代价。
But all the costs come after the lying.
但所有的代价是在说谎之后来的。
Now after I lied to a Brother Chip.I need to remember this lie for the rest of my life.
我向屈服弟兄说谎以后，我一辈子都要记得这个谎话。
It's such a high price to pay, right?
这是何等高的代价。
You know, I have to remember what I said to him, how I lied to him, so I don't lie to him second time differently.
我必须要记得我是如何向屈服弟兄说谎的。
It cost me nothing to lie. It cost me a great deal to keep it.
我不需要付任何代价说谎，但是却付我要付上很高的代价，要保持这个谎言。
It's so easy to lie and so difficult after you lie.
说谎很容易，但是说谎之后却非常困难。
And you have a guilty conscience.
因为你有一个有罪的良心。
Now what if I lie to Brother Kang also?
如果我向张康弟兄说谎
，It costs me nothing to lie to Brother Kang.
我向他说谎也不付上任何代价。
But now I need to remember two lies.
但是现在我要记得两个谎言。
You know, remember one lie is hard enough. Now I need to remember two lies.
记得一个谎言已经很困难了，我要记得两个谎言。
I also need to remember I don't mix the lies.
我还要记得我不要把这两个谎言搞混了。
I have to remember a great deal more.
我还要记得更多。
And in addition, I have a guilty conscience.
除此之外，我还有一个有罪的良心。
So what should I do?
所以我该怎么做
？I should go to Brother Chip and say sorry.What I told you is not correct. And the truth is this.
我应该去向屈服弟兄说，事实不是如此，事实是这样的。
And I don't have to pay all the price. I remove all the burden. I regain my good conscience.
我就不需要再付上代价，我就除去了我一切的重担，我就有了好的良心。
I should go to Brother Kong.
我需要到张康弟兄。
Sorry, I just told you something is not entirely correct.
我向他道歉，我向他说了谎。
The truth is this.
这真实的是如此。
Please forgive me.
请原谅我。
Now I don't have to remember anything.
这样我就不用再记得任何谎言了。
I have a good, clean conscience.
我就能有一个清洁的良心。
You know how good that is to have a clean conscience.
那是何等的好，能有一个清洁的良心。
I don't have to remember I said to Larry this yesterday.
我也不用记得我昨天向 Larry 说什么。
I told Robert.One week ago,
我向一周前我向 Robert 弟兄说什么
？I told them two different things, make sure they don't talk to each other.
我向他们说了不同的话，我要确定他们不彼此交谈。
Now, why we make life so difficult?
我们为什么让我们的人生活这么困难
？Speak the truth.
说实话。
You have good conscience.
你就有无愧的良心。
So how can we have a good conscience? How can we speak the truth all the time?
我们如何能有无愧的良心？我们怎么能永远说实话
？Chapter 3 verse 15 is very important.
第三章十五节是很重要的。
Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts.
以心里尊主基督为圣。
If you sanctify Christ as the Lord in your heart, you will have a good conscience.
如果你心里尊主基督为圣，你就有无愧的良心。
If Christ Jesus is the Lord in your heart, you will have a clean conscience.
如果主耶稣是在你心中做主，你就会有无愧的良心。
Oftentimes, as sisters, we find it difficult to submit.To our husbands.
有时姊妹们觉得很难顺服弟兄。
If the submission to your husband is based on the goodness of your husband, it will always be difficult.
如果顺服弟兄是根据他有多好，那永远是很困难的。
But if the submission to your husband is based on your sanctifying Christ as Lord in your heart.And it is easy.
但是若是顺服弟兄是根据你心里尊主基督为主，那顺服是很容易的。
It's not for your husband.
不是因着你的丈夫。
It is for the Lord.
是为着主。
It's to sanctify Him as Lord in my heart.
是尊主基督为圣。
This will make that easy.
这就会容易了。
And you will have a clean and good conscience.
你就会有清洁有无愧的良心。
So David's conscience is working and clean.
大卫的良心就是有功用的，是清洁的。
Because David sanctified Christ as Lord in his heart.
因为大卫心中尊主基督为圣。
And Apostle Paul had a very good conscience.
使徒保罗有无愧的良心。
And he sanctified the Lord as Lord in his heart.
他心里尊主基督为圣。
Brother and sister.If you have a good conscience, you will not return insult for insult.
弟兄姊妹，你若有无愧的良心，你就不会以辱骂还辱骂。
And oftentimes that when we encounter issue in the family, it often begin with a small insult.
常常我们在家里的问题都是开始于一个小小的辱骂。
And maybe something is very, very small, but it is insult in your heart.
也许是一件很小的事情，但是在你却是在你心中是辱骂。
And our natural soul will return insult for insult.
我们天然的魂就是以辱骂还辱骂。
This is how we fail in our family life.
这就是我们家庭生活如何失败的。
Because our soul naturally want to return insult for insult.
因为我们的魂总是以辱骂还辱骂。
But if we sanctify Christ as Lord in our heart, then we would not be able to return that insult.
但是若是我们心中尊主基督为圣，我们就不会以辱骂还辱骂。
So just next time, if you have the grace, so just stop and think about our Lord Jesus.
下一次你就若有恩典来思想主耶稣。
Just before you return that insult. You know, just keep for a second before you return that insult. Just stay at that one second.
在你回骂以前，你就先来思想主耶稣一秒钟。
Think about our Lord Jesus. Have our Lord Jesus return insult for insult.
你就来思想我们主耶稣是否以辱骂还辱骂。
And if you do that, if you sanctify Lord Jesus as Christ in your heart, then you will not return that insult.
若是你心里尊主基督为圣，你就不会以辱骂还辱骂。
And you set aside the insult you like to return.
你就能把那个你想要，你会把那个辱骂放在一旁。
And this is the salvation of our soul.
这就是魂的救恩。
Keep a good conscience.
存着无愧的良心。
Sanctify Christ as Lord in our hearts.
心里尊主基督为圣。
Do not return insult for insult.
不要以怒骂还怒骂。
And this is the salvation of our soul.
这就是我们魂的救恩。
Number four, the fourth exercise.
第四个操练。
In chapter 5 verse 6, Therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time.
第五章第六节，你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
How do we do this? How do we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God?
我们如何自卑，伏在神大能的手下
？We need to first of all to see the mighty hand of God.
我们必须先看到神大能的手。
And First Peter told us that the end of all things is near.
彼得前书告诉我们，万物的结局近了。
Now this is so true, and we ought to pay attention.
这是何等的真实，我们必须要注意。
Do you remember? Do you remember September 21, 1996?
你记不记得9月21号，1996年
？Anybody remember what happened on September 21, 1996?
有人记得1996年9月21号发生什么事
？The Congress passed the Defense of Marriage Act.
美国的国会通过了保护婚姻法。
Stating that marriage is one man and one woman.
那法里说只有一个男人和一个女人才能结婚。
That's September 21, 1996.
那是1996年9月21号。
20 years later,
20年之后
the Supreme Court said that same-sex marriage is a constitutional right.
20年之后，最高法院说，同性恋结婚是宪法的权利。
How quickly we fall from 1996 to 2015.
从1996年到2015年，我们是何等大的堕落。
In 1996, if you want to be president, you have to say that marriage is one man and one woman.
在1996年，你若要当总统，你必须要说，结婚是一个男人和一个女人的。
In 2016, if you want to be president, you better not to say anything against the same-sex marriage.
到了2016年，如果你要选总统，你最好不要说任何反对同性恋结婚的话。
How quickly this country has fallen.
这个国家堕落的是何等的快。
So this tells us that the end of all things is near.
这告诉我们万物的结局近了。
But we were encouraged in the summer conference that our brother told us that in the darkest time, the Lord is still working.
但在夏令会里，弟兄激励我们，在最黑暗的时代，神仍旧在工作。
Whatever God started, God will complete it.
神所开始的工作，他必要成就。
Even during those 20 years, we still see the mighty hand of God.
虽然在这二十年中，我们仍旧看见神大能的手。
Therefore, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
因此，我们必须要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
Then we need to learn that, we have to live on this earth for the will of God and not for the lust of man.
因此，我们必须要知道，我们活在这地上是为了神的旨意，而不是跟从人的情欲。
There's no more time for us to keep living in this world for lust of man anymore.
我们不能再有时间来在地上活着为了人的情欲。
There is not enough time left for us to live that way.
实在没有什么时间剩下来让我们再那样生活。
We need to live for the will of the Lord.
我们必须要根据神的旨意而活。
We need to surrender. We need to humble ourselves.Under the mighty hand of God.
我们要自卑自己在神大能的手下。
And Peter, in 1 Peter said that, keep fervent in your love for one another.
彼得前书说，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
We should serve one another as good stewards.
我们必须做神百般恩赐的好管家。
We should shepherd the flock of God.
我们要牧养我们中间的群羊。
We are in a difficult time now.
我们是在很困难的时代。
But God still have a purpose in the flock.
但神在他的羊群中仍旧有他的旨意。
And we should submit to the flock and serve in the flock.
我们必须顺服群羊，我们要服侍群羊。
And we should continue to come together to pray corporately.
我们要继续在团体中来到主面前祷告。
Because the end of all things is near.
因为万物的结局近了。
Let's gather together to pray.
让我们聚集在一起祷告。
To pray for the will of God.
为着主的旨意祷告。
To pray for the flock.
为着羊群祷告。
To pray the Lord will accomplish in the flock.
为着神要在羊群中所成就的旨意而祷告。
And of course there are resistance to that.
当然还有阻力。
What hinders us from coming together like that?
是什么拦阻了我们？
I think that we have many anxieties in our heart.
我想，因为我们有许多的焦虑。
And we live in this uncertain world.
我们住在这个不能确定的时代。
And many things are uncertain.
许多事物都是不能确定的。
Some of us.We have uncertainty in our jobs.
有的人工作是没有不能确定的。
Some of us we have uncertainty in our health.
有的人的健康是不能确定的。
Some of us we have uncertainty in our futures.
有的人的未来是不能确定的。
And those uncertainty turn into anxiety in our heart.
这些不能确定就成为我们心中的焦虑。
That hinders us from coming together to pray.
拦住我们一起 来祷告。
That hinders us from coming together to pray for the flock.
拦住我们在一起为群羊祷告。
How do we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God?
我们如何自卑伏在神大能的手下？
And Peter has a suggestion.
彼得有个建议。
In 5:7, Peter said, "Cast all your anxiety on Him."
在五章第七节，彼得说：“你把所有的忧虑卸给神。”
I think this is a wonderful little verse. Casting your anxiety, all anxiety on Him.
这是很好的一节圣经，将一切的忧虑献给神。
I think that Peter is very, very good at casting.
我想彼得他是非常 能够谢的。
Now Peter was a fisherman.
彼得是个打鱼的人。
And he learned how to cast that net into the sea.
他知道怎么样能把网撒在海中。
And then just picture that. You know, the Peter standing the boat and cast that net into the sea.
你就想象彼得把网撒入海中。
And today, well, to learn from Peter, we have a lot of anxiety.
今天我们向彼得学习，我们有思虑。
Let's learn to cast that anxiety on him.
我们就学习把我们的思虑都撒出去，卸给神。
And there's something even better after that, because he cares for you.
那后面还有更宝贵的，因为他顾念你们。
Do you know our Lord cares for you?
你知道主顾念你吗？
You may know this superficially.
也许你只是很肤浅的知道。
God loved the world.
神爱世人。
So he must love me.
因此他爱我。
But it's more than that.
但是还有更深的。
It's more personal than that.
是更个人的。
God cares for you.
神顾念你。
Care for you specifically.
神顾念你这个人。
He cares for your anxiety.
神顾念你的思虑。
He cares for your well-being.
神顾念你的好处。
He cares for your soul.
神顾念你的灵魂。
Therefore, the exercise is to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
因此，我们的操练就是自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
By casting my anxiety on Him.
借着将一切的忧虑献给神。
This ought to be a spiritual exercise. That we do daily.
这是我们每天应当操练的。
You know, I don't know if we don't do this exercise, and how can we keep our spirit high?
我不知道，如果我们不做这样的操练，我们的灵魂怎么，我们的灵怎么能够高昂？
Therefore, let's take advice from Peter.
因此我们要接受彼得的劝告
casting that anxiety on him
将一切忧虑献给神
because he cares for you
因为他顾念你们
brothers and sisters these are the four exercises that we should practice daily
弟兄姊妹这就是我们每天要操练的
it's not enough to know about the truth
只是知道真理还不够
and we must put into practice
我们必须要实行
regardless of the problem we face today we mustSee them as opportunity that leading to the salvation of our souls.
我们无论今天碰到什么样的难处，我们都要把它当作是个机会，带我们进入魂的救恩。
You know, Abraham had a living hope.
亚伯拉罕有活泼的盼望。
You know, Abraham was not in any way perfect.
亚伯拉罕不是各方面都是完全的。
He made many mistakes.
他犯了许多错误。
He wandered into Egypt even.
他漂流到埃及。
But throughout his life, Abraham has a living hope.
但在他一生中，他都有那活泼的盼望。
And his hope was never perished.
他的盼望永不衰残。
Was not defiled.
永不玷污。
And never fade away.
也不朽坏。
Then we look at the Apostle Peter.
让我们再来看使徒彼得。
No, he came to the Lord as a living stone.
他来到主面前像活石
Again, Peter was not perfect.
彼得也不是完全的
He stumbled so many times.
他跌倒了许多次
But he came back again and again as a living stone.
但他一次又一次的来到主面前像活石
In the end, Peter said, the elder, your fellow elders.
到了末了彼得说你们做长老的
Then he become the shepherd of the flock.
他成为群羊的牧人。
Then there's Daniel.
还有但以理。
Who had a good conscience.
他有无愧的良心。
You know, I admire his conscience.
我实在很羡慕他的无愧的良心。
He had such a strong, clean conscience, he would not eat the food from the kings.
他有何等强烈的清洁的良心，所以他不吃王的膳食。
He will never touch those things.
他从不摸这些东西。
And when when there is ordinance preventing him from worship God, he set aside that ordinance.
当有律例下来，禁止他们来敬拜神，他就不顾这样的律例。
Worship God, worship God three times every day.
他仍旧每天三次敬拜神。
Daniel had a good conscience.
但以理他有无愧的良心。
Then we learn from Joseph.
然后我们又从约瑟身上学习。
He humbled himself under the mighty hand of God.
他自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
He humbled himself when he was sold to Egypt by his brothers.
当他被他的兄弟卖到埃及时，他自卑。
He did not complain when he was put in the jail by Potiphar.
他被波提法下入监里的时候，他没有发怨言。
He did not complain when he was forgotten by cupbearers.
当他被酒政忘记的时候，他没有发怨言。
In the end, in the due time, he was exalted by God.
到了末了，神就将他高升。
We can see from these men.
从这些人身上，我们可以看到。
God has accomplished the salvation of their souls.
神在他们身上成就了魂的救恩。
By having a living hope.
借着活泼的盼望。
By coming before the Lord as a living stone.
借着来到主面前成为活石。
By keeping a good conscience.
借着存着无愧的良心。
By humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God.
借着自卑伏在神大能的手下。
Brothers and sisters, these are practical exercises that you and I can do every single day.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常实际的操练，我们每一天都可以做的。
These are the exercises will lead to the salvation of our souls.
这些操练会带我们进入魂的救恩。
Now let's pray that in this day that we recognize the end of all things is near.
今天我们要知道万物的结局近了。
And there's not much time for us to live on this earth.For the lusts of men.
我们没有什么时间再为着人情欲而活着。
Let's turn our heart to the Lord to live for the will of God.
让我们转向神，能按着神的旨意而活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you again, for showing us these words.
父，我们感谢你向我们显明这些话语。
The outcome of our faith is the salvation of our souls.
信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
We pray that you continue to use this word to encourage us.
我们祷告你继续用这些话语来激励我们。
So you can gain many of us for you.
你能得着我们许多人为着你自己。
We pray that these We're not just the things we talk about on Sunday.
我们祷告，这些不是我们只是在主日来讲论的事。
Keep this word into our heart.
愿你将这些话语存在我们心里。
So we would practice daily.
叫我们每天都能够来操练。
Come to the living word of God.
来到神活泼的话语面前。
To have that living hope every day.
每天都得着活泼的盼望。
Come to you as a living stone.
来到你的面前如同活石
Whether we're at home or in services
无论我们在家在服侍
Pray that every one of us will keep a very good conscience
愿我们每一个人都有无愧的良心
So you can continue to speak to us through our conscience
叫你继续向我们的良心说话
We pray that we all humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God
我们祷告让我们都能自卑伏在神大能的手下
Humble before your will
谦卑在你的旨意下
Humble before your flock
谦卑在你的羊群面前
Humble before your love
谦卑在你的爱里
We pray for all of us here today
我们为这里每一位祷告
Encourage us to practice
激励我们能够来实行这些话
Encourage us to live a life that is worthy of your love
让我们能 让我们的生活是配得你爱的生活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.